Rose. Talk to you in good. Doing good. He's, that's the information you requested about the late service dentistry. Okay. I couldn't figure out how to get you the link so I could print it out.
Morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sunday mornings. For those who found us on their radio at FM 96.9 in San Antonio, we are physically located at 4071 North Foster Road. For anyone who is looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come and worship with us any Sunday at 10:30. Everyone is welcome. The scripture selected for our invocation today is taken from Psalm 130 as printed in the New King James Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. And out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. Oh, if you, Lord, should block out iniquities and keep track of them, Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, and that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and for his word I do hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. Yes, more than those who watch for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is abundant redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Well, good morning again.
Oh, my goodness. Now, look at you. Look around. Look at yourself. I mean, look at you. Look at each other. Look at you. Well, you all look so good. You look good this morning. You know why you look good? Because Jesus loves you very much. Amen? Now let's try that again. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ah, there we go. Amen. Let us go to the Lord in prayer this morning. We give thanks to you, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. We thank you so much for the love that you gave us. We thank you for the breath that you gave us this morning, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all the many blessings that you bestowed upon us and our families. Lord, and most of all, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your blessed Son, Jesus, our Savior, who died for us, who rose again. And now, Lord, we have a right to the tree of life. Thank you, Lord. Be with us today, Lord. Be with us today, and as we leave this place, be with us, Lord. Thank you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And then, if you would you stand up, please, and acknowledge each other and let each other know that you're there. And amen. 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 Oh, boy, look at that choir. Good night. One, two, three. You guys grew, didn't you? Amen. You may be seated at this time.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Let us pray. Lord, teach us to be patient, precise, and persistent in our prayer life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of life. Sinners listen to the loving call, wonderful words of life. All so freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Offer pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus only Savior, sanctified forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
Congregation, please be seated.
Please join me as we pray for our offering. And Lord, first of all, dear Lord, we give you thanks for all that you have given us. This beautiful land, this wonderful heat, Lord. Yes, it's awfully hot for us here, but there are places on this earth where it is never hot. Be with them also, Lord. Let them feel your love as you show it to them. And we thank you, Lord, for everything that you have given us. And we ask, Lord, that you bless our offering this morning. Make it be sufficient for whatever you need it to be. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's scripture is Luke, the 18th chapter, 1 through 8. The parable of the persistent widow. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice against my adversaries. For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care about what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice, so she won't eventually come and attack me. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge said, and will not bring about justice for his chosen one, who cried to him day and night. Will he keep putting them off? I'll tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, he will find faith in the earth. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
Good morning again. Dear Lord, we give you thanks that you have assembled us here in your name to hear the message that you have for us this day. And we ask, O Lord, that you guide us as we listen to Ted's delivery of the message, so that we will remember what he teaches, and we will remember to take it to the community and tell it to us in your holy name. And Lord, you have spent your time preparing this specific message. Help us to know exactly what you say and deliver it as is your will in our communities. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
While we're waiting on the kids to come down, I just want to say this. Forgive me for being negligent. I didn't welcome. We have some visitors with us this morning, and we just want to welcome you. If you like, would you like to stand up and say a word and tell us where you're from? If not, then we'll just let you remain anonymous. No. Amen. 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 Yes, ma'am. Would you tell us who you are again from Jacob's again? Thank you.
It's going to be best for you to learn, right? Yes, I love that. I love that there are schools that help us, and that even a regular school or just a school, like a public school, even helps with all the things and teaches what we need to help us learn, right? That's awesome. Thank you for sharing. Well, today we're going to talk about persistence. That's a big word. Can y'all say that? Persistence. Does anybody know? Nobody knows what it is? Let me show you. What if I'm like, hey. Is that persistent? It's like, keep on trying. What are other ways that you think of persistence? There's good and bad. Confidence. But what are ways to be persistent? Your brother or sister? Well, I brought things that we could be persistent about. So this is a little toy. I took it from my son. So what do you think you can do with this by looking at it? On the stick or on the hole, right? And you have to keep... It's hard. I can't do it. I probably hit you in the head. Probably. But if I really wanted to do this, I would just keep working and working and working, right? What about? Hold on, we'll talk about it in a minute. What about this? Have y'all ever had these kind of puzzles? Yeah, they're like way cool. You start on them, and you think, what do you think you need to do with this puzzle? I'm trying to get this up.
Dear Father,
kids, could you stay down?
Could you stay out front, please? Just stay where you are. You're fine. You're fine. Just stay where you are. Are there any more? No more kids. Any more students? Are there any more students? Reuben, could you come up, please? You got teachers? We have any teachers that are in here? And staff, come on down. Amen. Angel, did you come down? Anybody else up here? Amen. 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 Now I'm going to ask the congregation, could I get you to hold hands with someone, somehow, without moving around a whole lot, if you can. Just hold hands. Amen. 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 Let us go to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to bless the backpacks, these dear children, the student and the staff, as they prepare for another school year. Gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for this opportunity to come before You, Lord, asking, Lord, that You would bless these dear children, that You would bless these backpacks that may be used for a good purpose. And Lord, bless the staff and all the students and all the teachers, Lord, not just in JISD, but in other school districts as well, Lord. Help them, Lord, to teach these dear children. Keep them safe from harm. Keep them happy and enable them, Lord, to become good students and then become good citizens. And most of all, Lord, we pray that God's word would get into their hearts and they would become the children of God. We thank You for them, Lord. We thank You for them. We ask that You would continue to bless them, their parents, and their grandparents. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you. Thank you. Y'all have a good school year, all right? Be nice to the teachers. Be nice to them. Oh, I think I messed up. I think I messed up. Sorry. Oh. I can recall many, 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 many years ago when first time I went to school. You know, we didn't have backpacks back in those days. We We had to carry those books under our arms. Yeah. And I remember first grade, I went in there with my little sack of, I think it was construction paper and scissors and all kind of, thought that was the best thing in the world. But the best part about going back to school was lunchtime. And that's all I cared about was eating lunch. And what was the other, the most popular thing? Recess. Yeah. But that was a long, long, long time ago. Hey, man. We've got 7 grandkids. And actually, 8. We've got a great grandson. And we just, we think about every, of course, most of them are grown except for one. And we're trying to get him some things back to school. And we used to send him clothes, but we found out that everything that we sent him was not the right thing. So we just started giving him money. Amen? When these kids get to high school, just give them money because you can't satisfy them with clothes. Amen? Our sermon this morning is about prayer. 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 But not just any kind of prayer. Persistent prayer. Persistent prayer. That type of prayer means that you get a hold of, you keep asking the Lord for whatever you need from him, and you do it consistently, and you do it with persistence. That means that you don't give up. If you have your Bibles with you, and if you don't, you should always keep your Bibles with you. And if you in your bulletin, the scripture is there also. And we're going to go to Luke, the Gospel according to Luke. Gospel according to Luke, chapter 18. And Jesus, the master teacher, the one who teaches us everything about life and all that we need to know, he's going to teach us about how we should pray and never, ever give up. Never give up on the Lord. Amen? Some of you may be still waiting on answers to prayer. I am, but I'm not giving up. I'm not going to give up. One thing about prayer, prayer comes at the Lord's time. Amen? We got our time. He's got our time, his time. And the scripture says the Lord's time is not like our time. It's a whole lot different. But the thing about it, dear one, is that when the Lord answers your prayer, it may be a little further down the road, but I'm going to tell you this. It's going to be more than you could ever handle. Amen? It's going to be better even than what you wanted. And the reason why that is because the Lord wants you to have what you're asking for. He wants you to have that. And when it's in his will, it's always good. Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and never, ever, ever give up. And there are 3 particular parts of this teaching that I want to talk about today. One is our patience, our persistence, and the preciseness of our prayers. And this is what the Lord is teaching us there. And he goes on with a story. He says in a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. Here was a judge who didn't care about nothing. Amen? That'd be awful to go before a judge like that in county court or somebody. You know he don't care nothing about you, God, or anybody else. But this is what the story, this is what Jesus is getting at here. He says, and there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant the justice against my adversary. Somebody did me wrong, and I want justice. And I want justice now, and I'm not giving up until I get justice. You see, patience is something that many of us are not very good at. I'm not. We are so accustomed to getting what we want. Sometimes I'll say, sweetheart, I need to get something to eat right now. I asked for fried potatoes the other night. You know, I don't know why, but I had a hankering for fried potatoes, Well, my lovely wife, she got up and cooked them for me, and that was good. But now that I've been diagnosed as type 2, so now I asked her the other night. She says, "Nope, you're not getting it. You're not getting it." So patience is something that I don't have, and I'm praying that the Lord will help me with this. You see, we're surrounded by quick fixes, and we want instant answers, you know. So, but unfortunately, dear ones, that's not how the kingdom of God, how it works. Nor is it something that you'll ever hear Jesus encourage his disciples with. Instead, what you get are parables and teachings like this one, the persistent widow, and that shows us a much more better way. It's a more difficult way, but in the end, it's the way of the Master. It's the way of Jesus. And that's the way that we want to go. We want to go the way of Jesus. Amen? Let me say this about going the way of Jesus. These days, it's really hard for churches to go the way of Jesus. And the reason why it's so hard is because we try so hard to be like the culture. We try so hard to make people like us. And we try so hard to not to run people off. We try so hard not to be offensive to people, you know. But I got to tell you this, folks. Sometimes the gospel is offensive. Amen? It was to me. Because when I first heard it made me mad. I say, what is this preacher talking about? That's not me. But the way of Jesus sometimes offends people. But you know what, folks? You can get through that offense, and you can come to the blessing part. But that's another story. Okay, here we get introduced to the characters of our parable. We got a judge who didn't care nothing about God or people. And we have a widow that's seeking justice. We're also told from the beginning what the purpose and the point of this parable is. Jesus said this, he told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. Don't give up on your prayer life, dear one. Please don't do that. The Lord has an answer for you. If it's in his will, he will answer your prayers. Amen? If it's not in his will, he'll let you know. I'll guarantee you that. He'll let you know it's not in his will. But don't give up. And this is the lesson that Jesus is teaching his disciples, and he's teaching us. He wants us to be patient. You know, so this is a very important point for all of us who, as we seek God in prayer in our lives. And I don't know if you figured this out yet on your journey, but you're going to need a lot of prayer to get through this journey. Amen? You're going to need a lot of folks praying for you to get through this journey. It ain't easy, and it wasn't meant to be easy. It wasn't easy for the Master, nor will it be for his servants as well. So you might have asked God for healing, or maybe you asked him for provisions last week, and you got no answer. But does that mean that you can't ask again? Does that mean that you should give up and say, "Oh, that's it, I'm through. I'm through with this prayer business"? No. You know, this, there's a quote from Mother Teresa about prayer. And she said this: "I used to believe that prayer changes things. But now I know that prayer changes us. And we change things. Change takes time, dear one. And often it takes a whole bunch of time." Amen? You know, you don't become a mature Christian overnight. That doesn't happen. You got to go through some things. Amen? You got to see how the Lord works in your life. You got to have some answered prayer. You've got to have some testimonies and say, "Thank you, Lord, for bringing me through these trials." So be patient and trust the process with our Lord. He is transforming and maturing us. He hears every prayer. And the answer may be no, but it could also be not now. Not now, Ted. You don't need that right now. All right? Okay? Now, you didn't worry, Tessie, over that lawnmower, so just leave it alone. You know, I never did get the lawnmower, by the way. And just as it was in the case of the widow who kept coming back again and again, asking specifically for justice. And that brings us to our next point today. Be precise in your prayers. You see, the widow just coming back, listen to this, with the same request, time after time, time after time. You know, give me justice from my adversary. And see, what sticks out here is that that sometimes we get tired and discouraged and we just stop asking. We bring a different request. Well, we'll try the Lord with a different prayer. Maybe he'll hear this one. We just go from one prayer to another, and maybe we're not being faithful in the process. You see, if it's justice you're seeking, ask the Lord for justice. Amen? If it's food that you're seeking, ask him for food. If it's for a better relationship in a situation, ask him for that. Don't piddle around and with the prayer that I used to pray when I was a kid. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. That was the first prayer I ever learned. I learned it, believe it or not, in Sunday school. You know. So be specific. If it's the salvation of a loved one, don't give up on them. Amen. Keep praying for them. Family members that are not doing right, don't quit on them. Keep praying. And don't just throw in the towel. Don't quit because it's been 5, 10, 15 years. But keep coming back and ask over and over and over again, Lord, please heal my dear children. Lord, please help my relatives. Help us to get along better, Lord. Be precise. Be precise. You see, and when it comes to salvation, be specific. And then understand this, and this comes from 2 Peter 3:8 and 9. And, you know, you say, God's time isn't the same as it is with us. Okay, it's not. We can be patient knowing this truth, but we also need to keep being precise. You know, come confidently with your request of God. Come confidently and know. You know, we know that he hears our prayers, and we know that he answers according, listen to this, not your will, not your beckoning, but according to what? How does he answer your prayer? According to whose will? His will. Amen. That's important for you to know that. His will. His will is what he answers according to. So you know, with this truth in mind, you can be bold in your prayer. You can be patient, and you can be specific. And of course, the last point is this. You got to be persistent. Amen? Don't you dare give up. He said, we've been told from the very beginning that what the parable is about and the lesson Jesus is teaching his disciples. He told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and never give up. You see, he must have known that we'd be easily discouraged and frustrated. Well, he's right. Because this isn't the only time in the scriptures that he encourages us to be persistent and consistent in our pursuit of him. Now, it is a passage in Matthew 7 that says it. It says, ask, seek, and knock. He says, for everyone who asks does what? Receives. And the one who seeks does what? He finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be open. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. You see, you might not receive exactly what you wanted. You might not find exactly what you were looking for. And the door might not open up exactly to what you expect. But the point is, God does respond to our prayers, and he does. And here's another encouragement from Jeremiah 29. This is what he says. Jeremiah the prophet told the children of Israel, he told them, he says, you will find me. He's talking about the Lord. You will find me when you seek me with what? All your heart. If you want to seek the Lord, you're going to have to turn the TV off. You're going to have to get back away from the computer. Amen? You're going to have to get away from the Cowboy games, and you're going to have to get off of Facebook, and then you're going to have to say, Lord, I'm seeking you. You're going to have to spend some time on your knees, amen? You're going to have to spend some time by yourself in a way and seek the Lord. Trust me on this. Try it, I dare you. Seek him with all your heart, you know. So I like to give this example of seeking him. Somebody told you that there was a box of $20 bills buried in your backyard, and when you dug them up, they were all yours. I would be out there day and night digging for them 20s. I'm seeking them 20s. I don't care what's going on the outside. I want them 20s. That's where the Lord, he wants you to seek him. He wants you to give up all those other distractions. Yeah. So, Jesus compares the unjust judge to the ultimate judge in heaven. He says, he tells his disciples, will not God bring about justice for his chosen one? Those who cry out to him day and night, will he keep putting them off? Even a non-believing, unjust, secular judge, he responded to patience and that widow's precision and her persistence. How much more will our Heavenly Father respond to the same in us? How much greater is the interest of our Savior in the affairs of our lives? You see, folks, he is listening and he is responding, even if it's not on the timeline we want or in the way that we want. We must have faith and continue praying. We must not give up or get discouraged. But I must add this to this, and I think this is very important, and I want you to understand this. If you're going to ask the Lord for something, there is one requirement that must be made. Must be made, and I think you know what it is. If you got something going on, let me just be specific, S-I-N, sin. If you got sin going on in your life, then your prayer life is dead at that point. Amen? If you got something that you're doing wrong, and you know you're doing wrong, before you pray, you need to ask the Lord for forgiveness. Amen? Because as the preacher once told me, if you don't, that prayer gonna go up and gonna hit the ceiling, gonna come right back down to you. It's going nowhere. So I'm telling you, before you pray, make sure your relationship is right with Jesus. Amen? Oh, he hears his children. But if you're living in sin, he wants to hear your repentance. Amen? Now, as we wrap this up, it's important that we touch on the very last thing Jesus said, and this is in verse 8. You know, now when I first looked at this, it seems like it was disconnected from the parable. For Jesus to suddenly ask if there will be faith on earth when the Son of Man comes. Let me read verse 18:8. He says, I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Will he find faith on the earth? You see, will he find Alamo United Methodist Church pressed into prayer, into worship and fellowship? Or will he find us doing something totally out of his will? You know, another good way to think about this final verse is to say this. The Almighty will do his part. Will we do ours? Will we remain faithful until his return? And that's the challenge we face today as well. Will we trust the words of Jesus from this story, this parable? Will we remain patient, precise, and persistent in our prayers? Or we go off somewhere else and not follow the Lord's way? I pray that this morning that we will follow the Lord's teaching this morning, and that we will be able to practice what we read and put it into practice, that we will become faithful prayer warriors.
you stand for our hymn of invitation. Have thine own way, Lord.
Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, kneel it and still. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Search me and try me, Savior, today. Wash me just now, Lord. Wash me just now. As in thy presence, humbly I bow. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Wounded and weary, help me, I pray. Power of power, surely is thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior divine. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Search me and try me, Savior, today. Wash me just now, as in thy presence, humbly I bow. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Wounded and weary, help me, I pray. Power, all power, surely is thine. Touch me and heal me. Savior
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord. Oh, Lord, how good you are to us. As we prepare to leave this place, Lord, help us to realize that the battle is outside these doors. The enemy is there, but, Lord, you said greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Be with this congregation. Be with our visitors. Help them, Lord, to live for you today. And all the prayers of sickness, of healing, Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would hear those prayers. And Lord, if it be thy will, Lord, if it be thy will, Lord, answer those prayers. We give you thanks for your dear son, Jesus, our Savior. And we ask this in his precious name. Amen. 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 Amen.
I always feel like I'm a trailer, but would you please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father,
we're praying,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come,
thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. As we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
And as we go from here today, Let us remember
love you,
those
man.
Who are less fortunate than ourselves.
You'll be able to help them out.
Regardless of who they are or how
what's
long
that?
It's been since you've seen them. Be friendly and be safe, and let us join together here again next Sunday to receive the passage that our pastor will bring us. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Our closing hymn is, Lord, dismiss us with thy blessing.
Lord, dismiss us with thy blessing. Fill our hearts with joy and peace. Let us cease thy love possessing, triumphing with him in grace. Oh, refresh us, oh, refresh us, traveling through this wilderness. Thanks we give and adoration for thy gospel's joyful sound. May the fruits of thy salvation in our hearts and lives abound. Ever faithful, ever faithful.